possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That's what I really like about this team. They're young. They don't know what they don't know. The toughest guy in my neighborhood was the guy that wasn't afraid. And we got a lot of guys that aren't afraid on this team.
Maryland coach Mike Loxley, and if Jeremy, he says two things about his team. Well, we're young and they don't know what they don't know. These are not stirring words going into a season.
Yeah.
You know,
it's, well, we had Loxley on this week and had a chance to talk to him about, you know, a couple of different things with the team.
Right.
And I was asking about depth, and he was like, that's the one area of concern that we really have. We're going to figure out what we have here. And the way Lee Sterling made it sound this morning, like Florida Atlantic's replacing a lot. I mean, a ton. I was doing some research, and I think I said this yesterday, like Western Michigan plays Michigan State today, and Western Michigan has two returning players on offense, and I think it's a wide receiver and a tight end. They're replacing their whole entire linebacking core. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to kind of figure out. And Maryland has some pieces that they're replacing as well. But I just don't know, like, what are expectations realistically for Maryland football year after year?
I think you hope for six wins. You know, you're in a Big Ten. When they first joined the Big Ten, my thought was try to be like Indiana. Be really good in basketball and do what you can in football. And that is the way that I would have done it. They didn't ask me. But when it comes to football, you got to remember that they are in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, Loxley making $6.1 million a year, that is 14th in the Big Ten. This is the level that we're talking. If you do decide to make some kind of move with Loxley, who would want that job? You know?
Yeah. I mean, and Loxley will get picked up somewhere else. I mean, you're talking about a guy that was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. He knows what he's doing. He's brought in some good players, but again, how do you compete with some of these other schools? You're in the Big Ten facing Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State every year.
Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, and those teams are going out and spending what on, you know, whether it's players, whether it's the facilities to make it look better. Maryland's, they're fine. But again, like if they created these super conferences, are they a team? They belong because of the television markets
and all the other stuff. Yeah.
But talent-wise, where are they going to be? Would you expect them to be in the lower half more times than not? Probably. You know, if you like, if this, even now, I was looking at the projections for the Big Ten and seeing some of the teams that are in the bottom half of it. And it's like, I get it. It's probably going to be those same teams year after year, except for when you have that one season and you make a run and everybody's like, whoa, did you see Mississippi State's way better than we thought this year? Or Northwestern's better than we thought? You get those teams. And in the ACC, there's a bunch of them like Georgia Tech and NC State. It's not knocking them. I just don't know what their ceilings are when it comes to college football.
And I think Maryland could be easily lumped in with them. I understand a move to the Big Ten. It was a good move. I mean, and now from what I understand, their share every year is up around $100 million.
Yeah.
Each school in the Big Ten gets that kind of money. So I get it. But, man, you got no chance in football. You really don't. You know, Friesian came in and surprised everybody and stomped on the ACC for a while. Well, you can stomp on the ACC, but you can't stomp on the Big Ten. That ain't happening, you know?
Yeah. And again, like, if we get what everybody believes is going to happen, like if the ACC doesn't have somebody show out this year, Miami, Florida State, Clemson, whoever it may be, could you have a surprise team? Like Syracuse was a surprise last year, but they lost a lot.
Yeah.
So you look at that, if they don't have somebody really get into that playoff and we have a situation where the Big Ten and SEC feast on that conference, what happens if we get two super conferences and they just go, hey, we're playing our own national championship because
that's what'll happen. Yeah. That's what'll happen. And cause if they break off in the early 80s, they created something called the College Football Association, something, yeah. And it kind of broke away from the NCAA, and schools started doing their own broadcasts and things like that. So there is a precedent for this, but I see something like that happening. You are going to have two super conferences, and everybody else is going to be left. And I kind of offhand made this comment a couple of hours ago here.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When they break off, is everybody that doesn't get to break off with them, that's going to be college sports, because what if they break off and do that, then it ain't college anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand the relationship between paying players and a college. I just don't get that. You know, I mean, look, the court decision came, you know, the NIL, that's a reality and everything, but what do we have here? I mean, are you just borrowing the school's name? You know?
Yeah.
Because you know those kids aren't going to class. Why would you? You can transfer every year. By the time you find out you're on academic probation, you can be somewhere else, you know?
I think we're going to see a bunch of that happen. And again, I was joking with you, like the player that had the Penn State tattoo, the Georgia hoodie, yeah. And the Florida State hat on. And it's like, are we going to have guys that have bets in the locker room in the NFL? And it's like, hey, that was one of the colleges I went to. I'll bet you this. It's just kind of crazy the way things are going. And it has kind of turned into that AAU basketball mentality of, oh, this coach isn't letting me play, I'll go to another team. Oh, this coach didn't get how I... So, and I'm not saying that there aren't people that have bad situations, but there are some that create them on their own.
And how long is it until you get a LeBron James type situation where you get the number one recruit in the country and he decides he wants to play with this guy and this guy and this guy and he brings his own people in? See, that can happen.
Well, and we've already seen some of it happen with coaches getting picked up on coaching staffs.
Yeah.
You know, hey, my AAU coach is now an assistant coach on the staff. Well, how'd that happen? Well, yeah. I guaranteed he'd come there, and this is the deal I got.
You know, it was bad. It's always been bad, but it's never been this kind of bad. Let's take a call real quick here. Jeremy, this guy says he went to college with me.
Oh, yeah?
Jerry in Sarasota.
Hey, it's Terry. That's okay. Bruce, yeah, I did go. I talked to you a couple of times. By the way, who's the most famous person to come out of ECU? Can you tell me?
Flounder? Animal House?
Yep, you got it. Yeah. Stephen First.
Yeah.
He graduated the same year I did.
Is that right?
That's the kind of people we have there.
Yeah.
Now, if they would have had beer pong back in the day, we might have got scholarships for that. Anyway, so I wanted to ask Jeremy a question. If the Orioles signed Chapman, can you imagine the promo for T-shirt night? My wife beat her.
Oh, see.
I know when Jeremy wasn't there, I was going to try to wedge that in.
Good. No, he's a VCU guy. Yeah. That right there, that tells you. Yeah. You can't hide that. Thanks, Jeremy.
We're talking about party first.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man. That's good stuff.
I think he was responding to my line about if you graduate in the top 100 in 10% of your high school class. I was really hoping when Old Dominion started a program and James Madison started winning that VCU would have football. I was really praying for that. But when they went to the A-10, that went out the window.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's and you look at a lot of these programs, too. We're seeing some of these schools that weren't Division I schools now becoming it and getting into some of these conferences. I was complaining about James Madison in the season they had and not getting invited to a bowl game. Or was it James Madison or Old Dominion?
Old Dominion had good year.
Yeah. It was Madison, and because of the rules and the way it's stated, they're not allowed to. And I just thought that was weird. Somebody explained it to me, but I forgot the reason why. But I really feel like if you were a Division II school or lower level and you come up and play and you win and you have a great year, why would you be?
Yeah.
You know, why would they hold that against you?
I agree. And speaking of Madison, see, it's still Madison because when I was in school, they were Madison. They weren't James Madison yet. But the conference that they're in, that they rebuilt it a couple years ago, the Sun Belt, and they added James Madison and they added Southern Miss and they added, it's a pretty nice little football conference right now.
Yeah, and by the way, in college football, you're hoping some of these conferences get better TV deals. The MAC, as we talk about MACtion on the weeknights, they get to showcase them. Like, if I'm a college kid and I know I'm going to be on ESPN a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games, I mean, I think that's appealing to some of these guys.
I got a story for you about that real quick, and then we'll go to break. One year, I was doing a weekly player show with LaRon McLean. You remember LaRon McLean? And we had Ray Rice on. And it was at the ESPN zone. And everybody was all happy to see Ray Rice and everything. Well, it was going into the bye week. So in the show, said to Rice, well, what are you doing for bye weeks? Oh, man, I'm going back to Rutgers. They're going to retire my number. Nobody's ever going to wear number 27 at Rutgers ever again. And McLean looked at him and he said, I went to Alabama. He said, if we retire numbers down there, it won't be any numbers left.
Yeah.
So everybody started laughing, and then he waited like a professional comedian. He waited for the laughter to die out, and then he turned to Rice, and he said, I did see you play in college. And Rice said, really? He said, yeah, y'all used to burn up Thursday nights. Yeah. Place went crazy.
That's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.